Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Time for another B-Dubs Music Hangout. We're over here with our boy Max.
Yeah.
And his homie Ryan.
Yeah.
Guys.
What's going on?
Always back again.
Yes.
Because right. You know what? I feel like people are not listening to us when we say, listen to Max's music. People, and turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down. They are now. We've been hearing it more and more. You heard it in the gym, right?
I've heard it. I'm listening everywhere at stores. It's like, where are you guys at? I want to yell at people, Max.
Totally.
The song's been out for a couple years now.
I know. Yeah. It's we were talking about it, so it's funny. It's like where people are like, oh man, I'm tired of hearing this song. It's like, oh, I just heard your song for the first time the other day, and I'm like,
where you been?
For real? All
right. What? Yeah, I just dropped
cool.
it last week.
Thanks for it. Yes.
Cool. I saw on Billboard that Pepsi picked you up as like their up and coming artist.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Like the same people that picked Khalid and Alessia Cara. Now, they have you on the spotlight.
I love it.
What does that mean? You get free Pepsi for life?
I don't, but it's cool. they're so cool. We just, they were just wonderful. We kind of just did like a little mini documentary thing, and they just kind of gave some love to it, show people the music, which is awesome. And I appreciate that because I feel like a lot of times when you do stuff with brands, they try to make it all about the brand. It's like, hey, can you like hold a Pepsi in your hand and like have a Pepsi shirt on and all that stuff? And there wasn't a single Pepsi involved in the entire thing, which I really, you know, I appreciate when a brand says, you know what, we're just going to trust that if we showcase the thing in the most authentic way, like people will be like, dang, who made this? No, Pepsi. Okay.
That has to be kind of hard though as a true artist though, because then you get accused of selling out.
Oh, totally.
Big brands start using your song, but that's also a way to get your music out there. Is there a product that you're like, I would never do that?
Ooh, that's a great question. I need to be careful
they
by
came
saying
with, like,
this.
Adult diapers?
Adult diaper. I'd probably do adult diapers. I gotta.
Correct answer would have been depends.
Depends.
No, you guys are you guys working with Steve Aoki? I saw that you guys are
coming
back.
Yeah. So our Party People's project, which is Ryan, my thing together. We're doing stuff with Steve Aoki. We're coming on tour with him. We'll be here in Dallas and all these different places in Texas. We're very excited.
Side gig.
Side gig, baby. And
what is it exactly?
We call it Future Funk. It's in the electronic world, but it's definitely more Future Funk is the style. It's just super funky. Do a lot of remixes, and our own stuff is ultra funk.
We have versions of like Miss Jackson and Pony and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big tribute to like
workout music.
Yeah. Throwback meets future.
Yes. Party pupils, like the pupils in your eyes.
Oh, party pupils.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Party pupils.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That drug reference.
She picked it up so much quicker.
I mean, you know.
We can't really talk about that. But actually, it's what we call like a triple entendre. It's like there's, you know, three different meanings. But the one that we, you know, tell people is it's like, you know, you're students of the party. You know, you're here for the pupils of the party.
And
but
your eyes are dilated.
Or your eyes.
You're quick.
Yeah.
You're quick.
There's a few of those people at the parties.
Yeah, you know, they're living their life, living their best life.
Very clever.
Just be
guys.
Safe.
Yeah. Be safe. Yeah.
How was James Corden, by the way?
I was amazed. I showed you. I got my nails still. I have his face painted. I had this woman for the first time. She hand painted his face on my nail, and then my face on my other nail, and the rest of my nails. But it was amazing, man. We did the harp version of Lights Down Low for the first time since I proposed to my wife in that exact way, and it was really special to get to do that. He's one of my favorite, you know, late night show guys, and he's just, and my wife's whole family is British, so like we were just in Europe for a tour, and all of them were like, oh, we know who James Corden is. That's great. I don't know anybody else in the States, but he's somebody we know. And I was like, oh, tight, cool.
When you do those night shows, does he come and hang out with you guys for a minute? Because I'm sure he's got to get to know you in a minute.
He does. He comes in the beginning. You know what's funny? In his show specifically, if anybody ever watches it, he has like the intro where he intros all the guests and they open the door and they like have a bit. They don't plan that bit. It's always spontaneous, which kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, this is why people do really weird stuff sometimes, because they want to be funny. Like, it was like, you know, people like show up with like pillows over their crotches
and Willem
stuff.
Yeah,
Willem Dafoe on our episode did that. I was like, oh.
He opened the door with a pillow over his
crotch. Making it look like he's naked.
Nobody tells you what to do. So, that was an interesting thing.
You guys were like, damn, we didn't come up with a good bit.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, I just had the nails. He was like, oh, Max, show me your nails. I was like, oh, tight, safe thing. But it was definitely finally, I was like, oh, cool, that's enough. It made me realize, you're like standing there, you're waiting for the door to open. You're like, I could do anything right now.
Yeah. When they're painting the nails, when they put your face and James' face, does she use like a microscope or something?
She just literally was that amazing. I've never had, nail artist person. Like, I've been getting my nails done for probably like a year now, and much respect, I never knew the process.
This angel of a woman?
This angel of a woman, I'll shout her out. Her name is Brittany Tokyo. She's in La La Land.
I've heard of her.
She can get
famous.
It.
She's cool. Famous now.
She like, yo, let's go. She only comes to your house. She has a whole kit, whatever.
Yeah, she's booked out like a year in advance.
I was like, hit her up on Instagram. I was like, hey, I got this thing. You want to paint some nails? She was like, yes. It was really fascinating to watch her work. Because, the nail is a very small canvas for an artist. And the fact she had the tiniest brushes. And like, I just explained what I wanted. And it was not even a thought. She was like, give me a picture. And then she just went in.
Wow.
I was floored.
Did she mess up at all? Or she had to start?
No, she just nailed it. Pun intended. Boom.
Brian, why are you covering your hands? Did you start getting your nails painted or what?
No, not yet. Okay.
I've done my toes.
Actually, you know what's crazy? The last time and the only time that I've done my toes and I got a pedicure on tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they lasted for 6 months.
Yeah, they can last a while.
Maybe that's not something you want to know, but
I don't think it lasted for 6 months.
Nail polish.
No, something was still
there. You got the polish off.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah, the nail polish on my toes.
There was just like one crusty little like silver dot left. That's what he means by
it. And I wasn't the only one either. He got it, and someone else on the tour got it too, and it lasted maybe not six, probably like four.
It can last a long time, especially on the toes where,
especially when you don't shower. And
All right. Anyway.
I feel you on that.
Welcome to tour life.
You guys have a surprise for us this morning because
we're going to do a little mashup.
A little mashup.
Because we've been here. We've been playing Lights Down Low. So we made just a special version just for Craddock Show.
Lights Down Low, by the way, is number 30 right now on Billboard.
Yes,
so let's get that thing up.
Yeah, baby.
Get that thing up.
Just went platinum. I can't thank you guys enough for playing it and making that happen.
Where you been, but I don't really need to know. I know where you're gonna go. Don't my heart where you rest in your head. And you just look so beautiful, just like you were an angel. Can I stop the flow of time? Can I swim in your divide? Cause I don't think I'd ever leave this place. And no, turn the lights down low. Yeah, now I'm feeling you breathing slow. Cause baby, we just reckless kids trying to find an island in the flood. Turn the lights down low. And I've been really trying, baby. I'm trying to hold back this feeling for so long, yeah. And if you feel now like I feel now, baby, yeah. Let's get it on. Cause baby, we're just reckless kids trying to find an island in the flood. No, turn the lights down low. Energy, take it. You can have the best of me, baby. Now, I'ma give you everything, yeah. Can you feel this energy? Take it. You can have the best of me, baby. And turn the lights down low. Yeah, no. Now I'm feeling you breathing slow. And turn on the lights down, baby. Yeah, now I'm feeling you breathing slow. Cause baby, we're just reckless kids. Down a mining island in the flood. No, turn the lights down low.
Thank you.
Yo! So, if you've ever wondered if you could get pregnant through the radio, I want to go get checked that out real quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone for that note and it just wasn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, definitely. Every time you've been here, you've hit it every time.
Every time.
What do you do when you don't get hit it?
Yeah. I just like, oh. I just lean my head back all the way. Oh,
what was that? Just like bail out.
Oh, look, butterfly.
You throw the microphone out to the crowd.
Pulls a ripcord.
Oh, what was that?
No, thank you. Right,
yeah. That definitely happens a lot. I'm like, hey, crowd, what's going on?
We got the highest pitch voice.
Y'all
go
know
ahead.
The words? It's the words if they don't know the words. It's like, oh it's okay. Figure it out. Figure it out. Come on.
We're going to come back. We're going to hang out with you because you're going to...
New songs, I promise.
New songs, new music. You said it on Instagram. We've
I did. And we're excited about it. Yeah, the second album is almost done. I'm really so happy that that we continued to promote this song and Love Is Love Always, but I'm excited for some new music too. And yeah, it's the last.
Just give you a key.
Dude, I would love that. I would love that.
And a parking pass.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Are you on the, you can FaceTime your boys, like you FaceTime Ryan?
Yeah, yeah. But you know when you get
real FaceTime every single day.
You know when somebody FaceTimes you and you don't know each other quite well enough for them to FaceTime you and you're like, why are you? And then you ignore it and then they're like, hey, did you get my FaceTime? And you're like, ah, oh,
like,
I
you
did.
Like,
well, why did you do that?
I want to have a conversation.
Why did you FaceTime me? Because we're not on that level quite yet. There you go.
Dude, don't do a lot of FaceTime.
I know one dude that ever tries to FaceTime and it's a person I like almost never talk to, but it's like at the most random times.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Yeah. Yeah, he's hilarious though.
It is hilarious. It's
our friend we did, like Lil Uzi Vert is, our little homie of ours, and his sound guy sound guy. And so sometimes he'll just be in a very different headspace and decide.
Hold
that
on
he
a
wants
second.
To,
Lil Uzi Vert is your friend.
He's yes. Yeah. He
so
is.
He's a liar because he said all my friends are dead.
True. Dude, you're right.
Ooh.
So maybe we aren't friends anymore.
And maybe you're dead. You don't even know it.
Maybe you're just dead to him.
Dude, that's so sad. So
very deep.
You've been in the studio with Lil Uzi Vert.
He did. He was on my last album. He was on a song called Wrong.
Yeah.
And we did the whole Fall Out Boy Wiz Khalifa tour with him. And he he's just such a lovable small bean of energy. And
a small bean.
Dude, I love him. He represents what I call our fun size squad. And he's just killing it. You know, I appreciate him. And wait, do I tell this Lil Uzi Vert story? One of my best friends, she married me at my wedding. Her name is Madeline. She's a world explorer. She just went to India for 3 weeks by herself. This is the kind of person she is. So she's been living off of this Monistat commercial for like years. They keep renewing it. It's a Monistat commercial. She's like, you probably have seen it. I can't quote it for you, but she's like, she says something along the lines of like, yeast infections aren't a big deal. Like, it's like that kind of vibe.
I've always wondered who does those commercials.
You know what I'm saying?
Lie. They are a big
yeah, deal. But she's like the like lovable face where you're like, maybe they aren't. Like, I should listen to her. And she's so Uzi and I had this song Wrong, and it got synced in a very strange show called Little Women of Atlanta. It was like the theme song for that show, right? And we went to his music video one day, and he was like, dude, I saw that commercial. So I assume it's this commercial because it's a very strange one. It's a bunch of very small women just like yelling at each other. And then it's like, but when it feels wrong. And I'm like, that's our song. So I figure he's talking about this commercial. He's like, dude, it was crazy. It was blowing my mind. I was like, yeah, it's a pretty crazy commercial. And he was like, yeah. And then she's talking about the yeast infections. And I was like, wait, which commercial are you talking about? So my best friend Madeline was in the music video for Wrong with us, and he like fell in love with her. He loved her.
Yeah.
So I guess he was very high and watched this Monistat commercial and couldn't figure out how he knew her. He was like, I knew this girl, and then I realized it was the girl from the video. And anyway, that's like Uzi in a nutshell. Just watching Monistat commercials, thinking about them for years, and being
like, yo, I didn't know she had a yeast infection.
I love that story.
I
loved her, but I didn't know she had that shit.
Your guys' crew of friends sounds like the most fun crowd to have. Everybody give it up for
that. That's a great ending.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we're celebrating President's Day here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and we got part-time Justin in studio with us right now. And Justin, who's your favorite president?
Hi, happy President's Day. My favorite president is the last one we just had, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
The last one we just had.
Wow, Justin, I'm glad you remembered his name. Well, prior to Barack Obama, who was your favorite president?
Maybe JFK.
Okay,
good solid choice.
Why? Because he's sexy.
Mm-hmm. And he was great on TV. And he was a Catholic. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but, you know, I thought that was interesting and new.
All right.
But number one is Barack Obama?
Uh-huh. Ooh, good old Barry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you do an impersonation of Barack Obama?
Not today.
Well done, Justin.
So Barack Obama is my favorite president, and I have a new favorite movie, Black Panther.
You got to see it?
Good.
All right.
Oh my gosh, this was a movie to see. It was just exciting. It was colorful. It goes well beyond just a superhero movie.
You're just lucky you got to see it, because tickets have been sold out for weeks.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to wait until the fervor dies down a little bit to even try to go to the box office.
And this movie is more, not just for little boys, but for little girls too. A lot of women action going.
Female boss in there?
Female bosses kicking more tail than guys, really.
Really.
It is so good. Big Al, the little child in you is going to just be so giddy.
I want to see some black superhero action.
There's plenty of that.
I already want an action figure. Like, I'm grown up, but I need an action figure.
I'm so excited, though.
And I've never cried.
Good music, right?
Great soundtrack. Yes, by Kendrick Lamar.
And you saw it with a bunch of people that love Black Panther.
I mean, I just went with some people from work.
You get corrected at the movie?
Yeah. So, well, there was something at the end, and this guy comes up, and it's like supposed to be a big surprise, and I see him come out of the water, and I'm like, oh, is that Aquaman? And like five dudes turn around. They're like, no, it's not Aquaman. Aquaman, Kelly, is in DC Comics.
Those purists. I don't know the difference.
I don't know either. I don't know
what Superman,
Marvel.
Batman.
Yeah. I don't know which superhero.
Black Panther. I don't know who those were.
Well, he's crossing Marvel with DC, which is a no-no.
Oh, who cares?
It's a no-no in that world.
Just eat your popcorn, you should have said. Eat your popcorn, which you should have said.
Just mind your own business. Right. This is my own commentary.
You're lucky you didn't get kicked out of the theater for that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. But, so with that, there's this game that I thought we could play. Okay. It's, is it Olympic suit? Let's start this all over. Okay. So this game I thought we could play. Olympic snowboard trick or Marvel character.
Okay.
Snowboard trick or Marvel character. Okay, good.
So I'm going to give you the title. You got to guess which one it is.
Are we going to go one by one or we'll just go one by one?
We'll go one by one. Okay.
Right, come on.
Jenna, Orphan Maker.
Orphan Maker.
Olympic snowboard trick or Marvel character.
I'm going to say a Marvel character.
You're right!
Oh, I would have got that one right.
I've never heard of Orphan Maker.
I haven't either.
He's a mutant who wears a high-tech battle suit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he just...
And he makes orphans.
He makes orphans.
Was he the one coming out of the water?
He's like, ha ha, you have no parents.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Is it orphan spelled like a child with no parents?
Does orphan have an F or a PH?
A PH.
Yeah, this has a PH.
Wow.
Well, either one could be Orphan Maker. If you did a trick that took your life, you'd make your parent... Wait, no, that's not right.
That's why it's...
You take parents only.
So it has to be. Okay, I get it.
That's how I deduced it,
I'm going to say he's a bad guy.
Okay. Yeah, he's got to be a bad guy. Okay.
Bloody Dracula, snowboard trick or Marvel character? Kelly?
I'm
going to say Bloody Dracula is the snowboard trick.
Correct. Ding.
What is that?
It's a trick that involves the rider grabbing the tail with both hands.
Mm.
So I think you just
I've done that.
You turn around and you grab the board.
What does that have to do with Dracula? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They just come up with cool names.
It says tail, but it should say neck. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Huh.
Okay, Big Al.
Yeah.
The in-betweener.
That's a girl that I dated between the ex-girlfriend and the new girlfriend.
Yes. Not a superhero nor a snowboard trick.
Superhero?
Correct. Wow.
I'm the tweener.
A Marvel character, but yes. The character can manipulate cosmic energy.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought that would have been a snowboarding
series.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would have too.
In between her, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the side piece.
Sure.
Big Al.
Yeah.
Flying Dutchman, JC.
The Flying Dutchman, that is a snowboarding trick.
Wrong.
What? What?
Yeah, this is a Marvel character that made an appearance in the Silver Surfer comic. Also, the Flying Dutchman is on SpongeBob SquarePants. He's the green ghost.
The Flying Dutchman is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you did to Kenzie also, Jason?
No, that was the Dutch oven.
Oh.
Ready, Jenna?
Yes.
Pickpocket.
Pickpocket. Oh, I don't know. A snowboard move.
Yes, correct.
Oh, wow. Boom.
Move where the front hand reaches behind the back and grabs the toe side of the board.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pickpocket.
There's a lot of stuff involved in that snowboarding. I mean, like, even when they're up in the air, they got to start doing tricks, you know, other than turning around.
Yeah, while you're flipping around, you got to be grabbing.
And you got to figure out how you're going to land that bad boy.
Mm. They're very grabby, those snowboarders.
Yeah. Grabbing tail.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Kelly. Fat Cobra.
I got
I'm going to go with an older superhero.
Okay. Well,
Dad Bod.
It is a Marvel character who looks like a sumo wrestler and is made with his first appearance, made his first appearance back in 2007.
I just figured it was a superhero that maybe let himself go and it was called back into action.
Yeah, Fat Cobra.
Fat Cobra.
All right.
Yeah. Well, good job on that.
I'll see you.
All right. Last one. Big Al.
Yeah.
The Crippler.
The crypto, that's got to be a snowboarding trick.
Correct.
Yes.
Move that involves a 540-degree spin. 540-degree spin. That is like, well, 360 is all around.
Right. Uh-huh. So it's one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like they would land, if they go up one way, they land with the other leg.
Right. Yeah. Goofy. If you're a regular, you land goofy.
You land goofy.
And I'm going to guess that they call it the crippler, because if you don't land it right.
Right. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. It's going to be bad.
It's not good.
Mm. Ugh.
What were the things that Shaun White was doing last week then? Because he was spinning like, he was doing like what, 1080s?
1440 something.
He was doing that bloody Dracula.
19,000, 580.
When you're snowboarding trick sounds like SAT scores, you know you're pretty good.
My SAT scores.
that's a good score.
Yeah, a very good score.
That's it. All that's right. The game.
I like it. And you liked Black Panther.
Sure.
It's worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Wakanda forever.
What?
So good.
Did you stick around for the credits?
I did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody needs to remember that.
We need to stick around for the credits?
Remember I told you on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Stick around for the credits because they always show little extra scenes.
Oh, that's right. Every Marvel movie. It's a long wait because they got a lot of names in a movie.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Panther is Marvel. He's not DC.
No.
I would think that Black Panther would be DC. It's a whole bunch of black people in DC.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we're giving you a chance to go on set of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to KidNation.com for all the details. You can win that bad boy. And right now, let's do some love letters to Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Wow.
Hey, Kelly forgot to put on her headphones.
We were off today. Wow.
Jenna, you forgot your headphones, huh?
Okay, in all fairness, you guys both started different than each other, so I was just trying to jump in.
Yeah, she threw us under the bus.
It's called, what do singers do when they
harmonize?
Sing? Yeah. We're harmonizing.
Yes.
That's what I was doing.
Jenna was freestyling.
Okay.
I can't win. If I sing too loud, people yell at me. If I don't sing, people yell at me. I have a terrible voice. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for a couple of months, and it's been really great, but there's a problem. When we've hung out with his friends, his best friend has said some incredibly offensive things.
Oh boy.
A couple of his other friends have also said equally disturbing things.
Oh boy.
I've talked to my boyfriend to confirm that he doesn't believe the same things that his friends do, but I still can't shake how he stands for it. He says he doesn't let himself get upset about the beliefs of his friends, but part of me wants to write that off as him not having strong enough principles. As it is, his best friend has offended me so badly that I'm not sure if I ever want to spend extended amounts of time around him, which doesn't seem healthy for my own relationship in the long run. What should I do? Am I being unreasonable? And that is from Mackenzie.
I don't know what you're offended by. Everybody has a different threshold of what offends them, right?
Mm.
Is it that they are politically opposed to you? Are they just downright nasty? Are they racist? I mean, what is it? I don't know.
Right.
It could be, you know, some people are allowed to be friends who have different thoughts and beliefs than they are.
Yeah.
You can actually be friends with people who don't think along the same lines.
Yeah.
You know, you're not everybody's the devil just because they think differently. So I don't know what they're saying that's so offensive. But what you can do is just say, look, Bobby, whatever your boyfriend's name is, he understands now. You've made it known to him that you don't like hanging around his friends. Why do y'all have to do everything with his friends? When you're dating a man, you're dating a man. You're not dating his posse, true. His entourage.
That's true.
So let's say, you know, like, can we start dating each other? I need to get you to know you more than your entourage. And he could be lying. Maybe he does agree with what they're saying, but he sees it offends you and he doesn't want to hurt you and he wants to keep you around, so he's lying. Maybe he does believe all those things. I don't know. There's too little information here for me to go on.
Well, people do judge you on the company you
keep.
They
judge you on the company you keep.
Exactly.
But you can also be friends with people who don't believe everything 100%.
Right.
I love having a variety.
I think you are who you're friends with.
Not always.
If your friends are all racist, like, why are you hanging out with them?
But we don't know what it is.
Right.
And I'm not saying they're racist. They could just have different, like, I have different friends who have different religions, different political backgrounds. There's certain areas we don't talk
about.
You have
black
friends. Some of my best friends are black. There you go. No, it's just, I'm saying you have to have diversity because that's what makes people in life interesting. If everybody believed the same thing, it'd be awfully boring. I don't know what they're saying that's offending you.
What I think is...
So, but you don't have to hang out with his friends.
It's obviously bad enough for her to want to write us. And what she fears is that this guy becomes her boyfriend and he's out at a bar and some of her friends catch him speaking the way these guys do. And now your boyfriend is clumped in with those guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't got him on the phone. So I'm just going by, you don't have to date his friends. You have
to
date
him. We have her phone number.
Try calling her.
She left her phone number.
Maybe we could... try to get her on the phone and see what these guys are like, because that would help you a lot, Kelly. Because like you said, you don't know if it's...
I don't know.
Because it does make a huge difference if they're like hateful
they're
towards
talking.
Women
exactly.
and they're racist.
Exactly. There's it's a very gray area. I don't know what I'm dealing with here.
I'll try to call her.
Cool.
As long as I know how to dial a phone number.
All right.
All right. There's that.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Mackenzie?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi, Mackenzie.
So, we're the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and we're reading your love letter. Hopefully, you're listening to it on the radio right now, and if not, then a surprise, we picked your letter.
Yeah, I just had a couple of follow-up questions for your letter, Mackenzie, because you said you're dating this guy, what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been about 2 months, I think, officially. So.
And are his friends just jerks in general? Are they racist? What kind of offensive conversations are they having that's such a turnoff?
Well, I've only hung around them a couple of times. You know, we're in the early stages where I'm starting to meet his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went to a Super Bowl party and there were just some awkward comments made that I kind of just let roll off the shoulder. And then this past weekend, I went to a birthday dinner and it was just comments about people that were, you know, brown, Middle Eastern being
racist.
It's racist stuff.
Yeah, like very terrible racist things.
Okay, now we know what we're dealing with. All right.
I didn't know like what they were, because like I was saying, everybody has a different level of what offends them.
Yeah.
And some girls will be right there with them saying, yeah, that's right. But for you, racist talk is offensive.
Yes. You have a moral compass, like most of us should. Racism is not good, Mackenzie.
That's a good thing, Mackenzie.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, do you have any reason to suspect that your boyfriend is like that?
No, I don't. And actually, I had a conversation with him after we left the birthday dinner, and I said, I need to, you know, understand, do you feel these things at all? Do you agree? Is there any part of you that agrees with the things that they were saying? And he said that he doesn't.
You believe
him? Still a part of. I believe that he believes that, you know, that he's not racist.
But those are his buddies, and he doesn't want, you know.
He wants to kind of
company you keep dealing.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, I mean, it is. It's not very comfortable for you to be around his friends like that. So you could draw the line in the sand and say, look, I can't be around your friends. That's completely different morals that I don't have. Makes me very uncomfortable. And let him know that you're not very comfortable. Men don't like it when you look at them and you're not proud of them. Men want you to be proud of
them.
Yes,
we do.
And when he sees that you're disappointed in him, it might make him look at his friends a different way. Like, yeah, maybe that is a bad reflection. And if he should stand up to his friends and say, look, guys, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, if you have those beliefs, don't talk around those around me. And maybe they can stop the talk. But do you really want to be friends with that really have those beliefs in the first place?
Right.
So maybe it's just if you really like this guy, it's only 2 months in. You never know where it's going to go. Just say, look, as long as we're getting to know each other, I really don't want to have my judgment about you clouded by your friends and what they're saying, because
Yeah. I mean, you're your own person.
So. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, make some decisions. You know, I know it's easy for us to say out on the outside.
Yeah, they could be his lifelong friends that he's had since childhood. Yeah. I don't know.
And he's like, they're dumb. I'm sorry. But I love that you're standing up to those friends and you don't appreciate what they're saying. I like that about you. You're not sitting back and taking it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go to any more functions where those guys are at, and maybe he'll finally realize, I don't need to be around those people either. Hopefully that'll be the outcome. Yeah.
Does that help, Mackenzie? Yeah.
That does. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for answering the phone. I was happy you actually answered the phone. And we'll let you get back to work, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Bye-bye.
There you go. So,
all right.
Look at that, Kelly. Solved.
Yeah. I feel like it was completely solved. Everything's going to be fine now.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Filed this. This is you. I'm sorry, my bad. We talked so long.
Did you call me father?
No.
Father?
Father.
Did you say pho?
Do you want pho for dinner?
You want some pho?
Go ahead. Oh, now I want pho. Thanks.
You're welcome, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a guy for 3 years now, living together for 2 years. The only time we fight is over the topic of him completing his divorce paperwork.
Oh my.
From the beginning, I told him that I wasn't interested in dating someone that was legally and financially attached to someone else.
And yet you did.
It was a deal breaker and really important to me.
No, it wasn't.
I've helped him get his life back together, fixed his credit, and I've been covering 2/3 of the household bills.
Why?
Where was the deal broken? I want to know, in this 3-year span, where was the deal broken?
Maybe he's a really cool guy.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She drew a line in the sand and erased it.
I've even been managing his bills so we could work towards our future goals.
Why would he get divorced?
Something else happened.
Yeah. Last week, his divorce papers arrived fully executed by a judge.
Look at that, Kelly.
Yay.
However, none of the things we had planned / discussed were in there. He's going to be paying his wife a hefty alimony for 10 years, plus child support, which I agree, of course, plus taking on all her joint debt totaling $100,000 and paying the balance owed on her car, along with her car insurance for 10 years.
I can't wait till you get to the question.
Kelly, I feel so betrayed. He gave away our future. He claims that he didn't read the paperwork before signing.
Oh, please.
I was so mad I ended it. I can't accept this irresponsible behavior.
Good.
He didn't handle his divorce. She did. Financially, he has given her all that he had to give, and he left nothing for us.
Okay.
I love him, and I can't imagine my future without him. But
it was theirs.
But I don't think I can get past this. Am I being unreasonable?
No, honey. It's time for you to learn from your mistakes and move on. You babysat this guy for 3 years. He has no reason to be responsible for anything because his last wife did everything, obviously.
Yeah.
And you took care of everything, or so you thought. Maybe he didn't just take care of it. I'll sign whatever. Because some men just don't want responsibility for anything.
We need to read the paperwork,
so
fellas.
So you fell in love with a loser. An irresponsible loser you babied. And if you want to be mommy to somebody, go back to him. But just learn a lesson from the past 3 years. It was not wasted time, as long as you learned something from it. If you learn nothing from it and you go out and repeat the same pattern again, then it was a waste of time.
This poor guy. This guy's just... He didn't know. He was just signing
and
paperwork.
Hey, it was a deal breaker. You put up with it for 3 years. There was no deal breaker.
Oh.
My goodness. Right? The deal breaker came when you found out how much you had to pay for the next 10 years. Was the deal breaker.
It was a deal bender.
It was a deal bender.
Didn't quite break it.
Women need to hold our men to a higher standard, and I can say the same for men. Men need to hold their women to a higher standard.
Yeah, true.
If we all held each other to a higher standard and communicated.
Agreed.
I wouldn't be getting any more love letters to Kelly.
So she can't salvage this relationship?
No.
Dang.
And believe me, some other woman's going to come along who will write his checks.
Yeah.
And who will take care of paying the light bills because he just can't figure out how to do it.
Need to get me a check-writing woman.
Oh, my goodness. He sounds like a real dream.
My wife writes the checks.
Well, no, I mean her money.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he finds a rich chick.
That's what he
means. Why would you curse a rich chick with that?
Because I got the money.
Love letters to Kelly.
This one is sweet.
Not
Dear
good.
Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been keeping a secret from my wife.
Uh-oh.
But it's a sweet secret.
Yes. About a year ago, I wrote a song for her.
Aww.
Now, I'm no romantic. If I ever try to be like, I look like a buffoon. I don't share my feelings very well, so this is a bit of a stretch for me. My question is, how do you give your wife a song without totally blowing it? We've been married for 20 years, and I still love to see her walk in a room.
Aww.
That's from Troy.
What do you mean, how do you give her a song without blowing it? Why don't you go to a recording studio? I mean, they have them all over town. I don't know what your city you're calling from, but, you know, just Google it. Where's the nearest recording studio? And you could record it and have it professionally done and then just present it to her in a CD and just say, I mean, I don't care if you're tone deaf, off key. If she's not moved by that, obviously you're a great couple and she's going to love it no matter what.
If you're not confident
in the way you sing, maybe you can go down, find a singer in your church or something or at the karaoke bar that like Al, who's always willing to sing.
Oh, I do it. But check this out.
And get them to sing it for you.
Here's a side note.
What?
The song was recorded by a local artist.
Oh, there you go. Why didn't you tell me that already?
Well, you wouldn't stop talking.
Oh. I thought you were done.
Oh, damn, bro.
He did not sound like he was at the end of the letter.
He sure was.
In my defense.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because Big Al didn't go down to the bottom of the letter.
This is at the bottom of the letter.
Okay.
Why didn't you say P.S.?
The song was recorded by a local artist for his first EP. If you'd like to hear it, it's on a YouTube, Terrell, More Than I Do Right Now.
This isn't a love letter. This is a way to get his song played on the radio.
Plug.
This just went from sweet to
a way to get your song played on the radio.
How do I present it to my wife without it being blown up in my face or something?
Hold on. Here's the song, right?
Hold on.
What? All right. You fell for it.
We got the song. It's called Than I Do Right Now. Here on the Kidcratic Morning Show. Song didn't start yet.
No.
Okay, maybe here.
It's giving us a long intro.
You're not going to nail the post?
I thought I had, Kelly, but I did not.
It's cloudy in 46 today.
Yes.
I when I wake up in the morning, I put my boots on in the dark so I don't wake her. She don't think. Every chance I get to see her, it's so hard, I don't skip a beat, I can't stop still. And I know that love it don't define her, but she's everything to me. Every crack and every stain, the calm waves and the stormy seas, the winter cold and the summer heat, the stars align.
This is the Kidcratic Morning Show.
Yeah.
This isn't Billy Bob
country,
and cornbread in the morning.
Hot country.
How do you love more than I do right now? I love you more.
Yeah, was he saying?
I'll never love you more than I do right now. Wait. No,
well, I'm going to love you more tomorrow, though.
I will love you more than I do right now.
I thought he said
so. I'm always going to love you more than I do right now.
I love her more than I do right now. How do you do?
I don't know. That kind of thing makes me mad. Like, I love you more today than yesterday.
Sorry,
why didn't you love me more yesterday?
Because every day I'm falling more in love with you is the thing. That's the thing with love. You just keep
don't
loving
you
it more
max
and more.
Out?
No, I don't max out. I'm still climbing that thing. You know what I mean?
You got peaks and valleys.
Yeah, sometimes it goes down a little bit. It's like the stocks.
Like the stocks.
It's the stock exchange. Sometimes it goes up and it peaks up.
Bottoming out.
Yeah, sometimes it bottoms out a little bit.
Trade it in.
I like that song. You should give it to her.
I think we just did.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, happy, what is it, birthday or something?
No.
It wasn't a love letter. That was to get my song played on the radio.
So you're telling me this love letter tricked Big Al Mack into...
It tricked me. I was falling for it too until he read the P.S.
Yeah.
Gosh, now I know how to sneak in plugs for
my business. Just a love letter to Kelly.
What a great spot.
Have I told you about this great product I've been having a problem with? Hey, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly or you want to get your song showcased on the show, go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. So your next chance to get your love problem solved is coming up on Wednesday.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Now, I see you wanted to chat with the show about something.
I did, yes.
What's going on in your life?
We're the show.
Well, perfect. Yes. I have a boyfriend. His name is Brian, and I love him, and our relationship has been really perfect, and we've been living together for 5 months now, and everything's been great.
Yeah.
There's just one thing. Recently, Brian, he kind of became bored with his job, and so he quit a couple months ago. But since then, he's, you know, done Uber, but doesn't get paid nearly as much, and he's always really low on funds. But he doesn't really seem motivated to get a better job that he's actually happy with, you know, and it's frustrating, and I don't know what to do, and how can I encourage him to, like, get a job without sounding like a...
Yeah.
I was hoping she was going to say, my boyfriend's been wearing Crocs. I can't help you.
Yeah, we can't help you with the Crocs, but we... So, and this is causing a lot of stress on your end because you're the one providing.
Right, and I just want him to be happy. There's no way he's happy doing Uber. I know he's better than this.
What does he say when you brought it up?
You know, something will work out eventually.
What if he is happy just doing this? Are you okay with him being happy and not bringing in enough money, or is the lack of funds what's making you unhappy?
If Uber was the best thing that ever happened to him, and he was smiling all the time and couldn't stop talking about it, but was poor, I would still love him regardless. Yeah. But this just does seem like something he's passionate about.
Okay. What was he doing before?
He worked a 9-to-5 at a bank.
So he was just a banker, basically.
Just a banker.
Just a banker. That's just a career, JC.
No, I'm just saying he was a banker. Yeah.
He went to school for, like, accounting, and, you know, that's what he's good at.
Has this caused a couple fights at home?
No, because anytime I feel like I'm about to be kind of, like, sounding like his mom, I just kind of stop.
Okay, so you haven't really brought it up to him enough to where it could become a fight.
You're just marinating
on it. Okay, I got you.
I don't know. Have you guys dealt with this before, or how would you like it to be handled? I feel like guys' egos are so sensitive. People's egos in general are sensitive when they're unemployed and they don't feel good about themselves.
Especially guys, and when it has to do with the career and money and all that.
All right, so your boyfriend has no idea that you are this upset.
No.
Well, I think you might be misinterpreting. He might be absolutely fine with the way things are.
You think he's happy, Kelly?
You know, sometimes maybe he just needs a break and he's just chilling, and maybe
I've met a lot of happy Uber drivers. They like meeting new people.
Right. Flexible hours.
Yeah.
So he might be perfectly okay, and you're just misinterpreting. He might, you know, that he needs more. Maybe this is all he needs.
Do you mind giving us his number, and then we could call him up and see what's going on in his head?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you his number.
Would that be great? Okay.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, we'll get.
Are we just going to call him and say, hey, I heard you drive Ubers. Do you like it?
We're taking a survey.
Yeah, we're doing a survey here.
We're doing a survey of Uber drivers. Are you happy?
Here, Nick's getting his number right now from Amanda, and we'll call him up and see if we can get him on and fix this situation.
I was happy when I was a driver.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't an Uber driver.
But would you be happy if your girl was the one that was doing all the providing as a dude? And
yeah, that would be a blow to me, you know?
But not everybody thinks like
See,
that.
I would be all good with a sugar mama.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would.
Usually your sugar mama wouldn't be all good with the type of person like that. You know what I mean? If she's providing.
What's the girl's name? Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts,
she was a prostitute.
She was, no.
I thought you meant Pretty Woman, the scenario. I'm like, well, she was a hooker.
No, but she hooked up, she married a cameraman.
And he works. He works.
And probably
he
loves his job. Danny Motor.
Yeah, he works all the time. He's always gone on movie sets. So she's not a sugar mama in that sense. Mm.
All right, I think we got him on the phone right now. So, Amanda, you're going to be able to listen to everything, okay?
Okay. Are you going to, like, lie to him and not let her think he's on the phone? That's not
No, we're just going to talk to him and see
Don't
if he's happy about
him.
It.
Him. Don't blindside
we're
him.
We're not blindsiding. We're just going to talk about Uber.
Participate.
We're just doing a survey?
Yeah, we're doing a survey.
Blindside was a great movie.
Brian?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, what's up?
We're just doing a survey about happiness.
Yes. About happiness.
Yes.
How happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10, Brian?
I don't know. I'm pretty happy. What's the survey for again? Sorry.
Just a happiness survey.
Random people. Now we're down to Uber drivers.
Yeah.
And we're just making sure that you're happy.
Yeah. In fact, I think you gave my boy Big Al Mac a ride before, Brian.
Yes, you did.
Oh, don't lie. Y'all tell him. What? Are you happy being an Uber driver, Brian?
I mean, yeah. It pays the bills and not too bad. You know, in the interim a little bit.
So this is not a permanent thing. This isn't your, like, I'm done with the corporate world or whatever, and I'm going to Uber for the rest of my life. This is just a temporary?
I'm waiting for the right opportunity to come along.
Right. Now, you're probably wondering, why are there four people talking to me right now, right?
I know all of your business.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if our producer, Nick, told you anything about it yet, but so we do a morning show, and you have a girlfriend named Amanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So far, we're matching up. She called us, Brian, because she wanted to talk about something.
Okay.
And Amanda, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Surprise, Brian! So we're trying to be...
So you love her?
Well, hey, you're in the dark right now. You don't know why we're calling. And so
Amanda's just feeling a little stressed out.
Go ahead and tell him, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. So, what's going on here? Y'all set me up?
No.
Yeah.
I told you should have told him up front.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amanda.
I don't know. I feel like maybe being an Uber driver isn't making you the happiest. And that, you know, it doesn't seem like you're trying to find another job. So, I just was wondering what I can do to encourage you without being too over the top.
You know, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Obviously, Uber driver is not a career. It's not what I'm trying to do. I don't know. I guess since we're here, I might as well tell you, I have, unbeknownst to you, actually gone on a couple of interviews for another job at different financial institutions, but none of them panned out. I didn't get any of those jobs. And I didn't tell you because I didn't want your hopes to get up. I know that you very much like to get your hopes up, and when things don't go well, you feel so bad, and it makes me feel worse, and it's the whole thing. So I just decided to keep it secret until I finally get that job, and then we're going to pop some champagne and just enjoy it.
And don't you feel terrible, Amanda?
I think Amanda just wants to make sure that you're motivated and that you're going to get out there and be happy and do what you went to school to do. I don't think she's trying to embarrass you.
Well, this just seems like something that she could have said to me not on the radio or television or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't want to... Well, I'll let her talk. Never mind.
Well, we used to have a television show, but we don't do that
anymore. Yeah, we'd rub it in, Brian.
It's called Dish Nation. You might you can still see Ricky Smiley on there, though. He's pretty cool.
Have you been feeling down, though, Brian, because you haven't found a job yet?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. It's hard to be doing something that you don't love, you know? And that's why I left my other job.
Yeah.
But it's only been a few months. It's not like we're in a panic situation.
Yeah, but we're kind of getting at that stage.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you panicking, Amanda?
Well, yeah, a little, because I didn't know you were interviewing. I just wish that you had told me that you were applying for other positions and kept me in the loop.
Well, he wishes you had told him that you were not happy with him driving Uber.
Yeah.
How quick getting in the middle.
What,
I'm trying to be Dr. Phil.
What would be the ideal right now? That he just finds a better paying job, or that you guys just have better communication about the job search?
I guess the latter. I want you to communicate with me more. Brian, I'm sorry I put you on the radio.
Well, I was going to say both, so I guess we're on the wrong page again.
No.
Could I recommend a little website that I know of called ZipRecruiter.com, Brian?
We highly recommend ZipRecruiter.com.
Al's trying to plug that one. Just in particular, just ZipRecruiter would be good, Brian, if you don't mind going to that one.
Code Craddock.
Al, are you hiring an accountant?
Well, you know what? I could use somebody to count the gazintas and gazoutas.
What?
What are those?
The money coming in.
Oh, I got
goes in and
I thought
goes
it
out.
Was just out. For
Gazintas.
You.
Yeah. Oh, goes in.
Goes into.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, good luck in your job search.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, Brian. We'll let you go you're driving right now?
No, not yet. I'm not yet. I have the meter on, but I haven't picked anybody up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. please call Uber right now and get Brian to give you a ride.
Yeah. And request Brian.
Yeah, we'll let you get back to work now, Brian. He's got his meter going. Amanda?
Well, how do you think that went, Amanda?
Well, I don't feel so good.
Well,
at least you told him now. And now you know he has been looking, so he... So
yeah, that. For sure. That makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, he doesn't sound that mad. I don't think he's that mad.
He doesn't strike me as a guy that gets too angry, which is good, Amanda.
We'll find out tonight.
Oh. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Call Lyft if you need a ride.
I'm sure everything's going to be fine, and I really appreciate you guys calling and for me.
Appreciate you.
We'll check up on you guys, make sure everything went well, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. And if anybody's hiring at their bank, Brian, best money counter I know.
Boy, he's a counter.
Oh, dude. So much counting going on now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy President's Day, everybody. I have an announcement.
Banks are closed today, by the way.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, man, I had a deposit.
And no mail.
No mail. Anything federal is basically closed.
Pretty much.
You know what's not closed?
What?
Our voicemail. We got a voicemail.
Oh, we got a voicemail?
Yeah.
We had voicemail.
I didn't know we had a voicemail either, but somebody found it, and they called it, and they left us this voicemail.
Okay.
Yes, my name is Robert Smith. I was planning on running for president of 2020, and I was calling to see if you guys would be interested in a live interview or I can make an announcement on your guys' radio show. Phone number is...
Oh, yeah. Lock that out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Robert Smith, congratulations. Your announcement has been made.
Look at us. Breaking news.
Robert Smith running for president of 2020.
This is the first official declared candidate, right? That I know of.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm voting for.
Robert Smith.
That, damn right.
All right.
That's my man right there.
He had a soothing voice, didn't he?
He did have a soothing voice. Let's see here.
Yes, my name is Robert Smith.
That's who I want talking to me right there.
I feel secure.
Like yes, Robert Smith.
I'm having a time of crisis, and I hear this.
Yes, my name is Robert Smith.
And I'm fine.
Yeah, right?
And I also think, like, what up, Bob?
Yeah.
Bobby.
Hey, Bob.
And that, Robert Smith is such a great American name. Just Robert Smith.
Making America Smith again. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, Al. No. Hey, 1 hour from now, Melissa wrote the longest love letter to Kelly.
Really?
Wait.
Yeah, big long.
Sound beaten down, right?
I'm not beaten down.
You sound beaten down.
One hour from now, I will be finished reading Melissa's letter.
It's so long that we decided that we're just going to get her on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, because it would take us about 10 minutes to read the letter.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe we can get Melissa on the phone.
All right.
And we'll chat with her and see what's going on with her. And we actually have an update. A love letter to Kelly update.
Oh, good. I love those.
We have double update. We'll have somebody on the phone. Zach's going to be on the phone with us to talk about his update. But this one was sent to us from Sin. A few months ago, I wrote asking for advice. I had met a wonderful man on Bumble, and 3 months into our relationship, he dropped the news that he wasn't a believer and that he and his whole family were wacky tobacco enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. So he was not religious, she is, and he's really into smoking the weed.
Okay.
Although your advice was clear, correct, and very wise, out of my stubborn will to want to take matters into my own hands and make this work, I decided to give this unequal relationship a try.
Okay.
My emotions were so raw, I was so smitten, but at the end of the day, no amount of flirting or compromising my new standards of living made Jesus more desirable to him. I knew that nothing about this was a good match, but the idea of not seeing him, it saddened me. We were both very well aware of the conflicts that our two very different lifestyles brought to the table and to the future. This was my first real attempt at a relationship after giving my life to the Lord, but I now realize that when we allow ourselves to enter unequal relationships, both people get hurt. Yeah. One becomes dull and the other becomes damaged. Well, I officially ended things with my stoner boyfriend on Monday. That's right, 2 days before Valentine's. My heart is at peace, my business is blooming, and ministry is growing.
Good.
I know I made the right choice on behalf of everyone who asked for your advice and may not necessarily act on it right away. I want you to know that we do eventually listen and we do act on it. Thank you for planting seeds and being the coolest love expert I know.
Aw. Well, so nice.
He plants seeds, too.
Plants seeds. Different seed, but yeah.
He's
really... You know what? She tried.
Yeah, she did.
She tried.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that either of you are bad people, like Kelly said.
It's just really hard when your faith is so important and the other one is so... almost adamantly opposed to it.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You got to think of eventually having kids with this person.
Yeah.
And how are you going to raise them? Right. You're going to want to be going to church and bringing the Lord in, and as you should, because that's how you were raised. And he wasn't that way, so it'd create that drama.
But you never know. You might have planted seeds with him that might grow later, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
She might have.
Yeah.
You never know what the future holds.
I wonder if she broke up with him around 4:20 in the afternoon.
Oh, JC.
I always come back to the weed.
But right back when you let me know that God's blessed you with someone that is, you know, that equally yoked thing. I want to hear about that, too.
There you go.
Yeah, hopefully you meet him at church. Hopefully that someone is.
Yes, my name is Robert Smith.
I'm a believer.
You could be a first lady if you find Robert Smith.
Right.
Are we interested in talking to Robert Smith?
Sure, why not?
I mean, he is the first official presidential candidate that has announced his running.
This could be the scoop. What if he actually wins?
Right.
It could be the first radio show that put him on, and you would guarantee a spot in getting him once he's president.
Of course. And we have another update as well.
Okay. Oh,
this one is on the phone.
Okay.
Zach is there.
Hey.
What's up, Zach?
All right. So, obviously, I don't know. I called a few months ago. On the does that make me crazy bit, because I was driving to see about a girl, right?
Yes. And then it didn't work out when you went, right? She had like a boyfriend or something?
That's true. She did.
She did?
Turns out right now she also has a boyfriend, and that boyfriend is me.
Yes!
Mr. Steal Your Girl, Zach!
Yeah, it is.
How did it come about, man?
Like I said on the air, we followed up. Obviously, I was not really too concerned about this guy being a long-term thing. And it's true. It wasn't. So she's actually here right now if you want to, like, say hey.
I thought I heard her giggling.
Yeah. What's her name?
Her name is Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Hey.
So did you hear Zach on the radio when he went to see about a girl and that's what made you change your mind?
So he literally just told me on the ride home from the airport. He was like, oh, by the way, I called and talked to a radio show about you.
So when he came to see you all those months ago and you had a boyfriend, what were you thinking? What was going through your head?
Well, I was just kind of in denial about it. I was like, oh, he's just passing through. He's going to St. Louis. He's just stopping in Columbia for, you know, he could, like, it's on the way. It's not a big deal and stuff. But I kind of knew also. Yeah.
Look how giddy they are together, right? Yeah.
Did his coming to see you have something to do with you breaking up with the other guy, or that just happened?
Good question.
Oh, God. That was kind of in the works anyway. Us breaking up, it was going to happen.
He was reading the room correctly.
Good time.
Yeah, he was.
And if I remember correctly, you guys have known each other for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how long have you been officially together?
Just over a month.
Yeah. Wow. So it's new and it's exciting.
And you know what? Much respect to Zach, because he actually waited for her to get out of a relationship. Like, he didn't try to go break it up or anything. So that props to you on that, Zach.
Oh, you assume?
I'm a perfect gentleman.
Oh. Yeah, you know, he said he was going to wait. He knew it wasn't going to last. He knew. He knew his girl would come back to him.
Yeah.
So did you have to call him and say, hey, I'm free now? Is that what happened?
No, I mean, we've been friends for a long time, so he knew, like, when me and this other guy broke up, because we were still friends, like, we still kept in contact, so he knew.
Okay.
And do you still live far away from each other, or did you move?
She hasn't moved yet, but it's in the works.
Already?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the works.
Come on, Kara, that's a little soon.
You're good, dude. You are good.
Yeah. I know he's a great guy, but that's a little soon.
Oh, come on, Kelly.
It's only been a month.
They've known each other for 10 years. It's okay.
She's in grad school right now, so that's got to be finished first anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm graduating until December, so I'm not in a rush or anything.
All right. I feel better about that now.
Zach, man, we appreciate you following up and letting us know that this did work out for you, man.
Yeah, I wasn't about to leave you guys in the dark.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck to you guys.
I appreciate it, guys.
Keep the developments coming if something else happens, all right, guys?
Name a kid after us.
Will do.
All right.
Later, Zach. Bye, Kara.
That's fun.
How cool is that?
Yeah, awesome.
Love when listeners follow up.
Yeah.
You got to put it out there in the universe if you want that person.
Never know.
You always got to go see about that girl, Big Al.
Yeah, I know.
And don't try to steal her while she's with a boyfriend. Zach did it right. Well done, sir.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.